Welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. My name is Anisa, and today we are discussing the row over the re-induction of ex-DMK Minister K. Ponmudi into the cabinet. The Tamil Nadu government Monday approached the Supreme Court against Governor R. N. Ravi's refusal to reappoint former DMK Minister K. Ponmudi into the state cabinet. The government's move came after Ravi stalled the swearing-in of Ponmudi as Higher Education Minister over a week after the Supreme Court stayed his conviction in a disproportionate asset case of 2011. In a letter sent to Chief Minister M.K. Stalin on Sunday, Ravi had said, "The re-induction of Ponmudi would be against constitutional morality as the minister was tainted with corruption." The governor also said the Supreme Court had only suspended and not set aside Ponmudi's conviction. According to the state government's plea in court, filed by senior advocate and DMK MP P. Wilson, the governor cannot decide who should be a minister on moral grounds or any other grounds, as this is the sole prerogative of the CM. It is humbly submitted that when this honorable court has categorically held that his conviction is being suspended to avoid disqualification under the Representation of the People Act 1951, the interpretation given by the first respondent, who is the governor, to an order of this honorable court acting as if he was a super appellate authority is a blatant violation of the order of this honorable court. The governor is bound by the orders of the Honorable Supreme Court of India under Articles 142 and 144 of the Constitution of India. The plea states, it further adds that the governor's refusal of the CM's request to swear in Ponmudi is a blatant violation of Article 164.1. Alleges that Ravi is attempting to run a parallel government and his act amounts to contempt of court. The print reached the public relations officer to the governor for a comment, who said the governor had stated his stand on the matter in his letter to the CM and his office had nothing more to add. Regarding the state government plea in the Supreme Court, the official added that the governor's office would react after consulting with the legal team. The development marks a new low in an already bitter relationship between the governor and the DMK government in the state. Former Higher Education Minister Ponmudi was disqualified after the Madras High Court sentenced him and his wife P. Visalakshi to 3 years imprisonment in a 1.75 crore disproportionate asset case in December 2023. Minister of Backward Classes Welfare, R.S. Rajakannappan, was allocated the higher education portfolio thereafter. The Tamil Nadu Assembly on March 5 declared Ponmudi's Assembly constituency of Tirukoyilur vacant. However, the Supreme Court on March 11 stayed the conviction of the senior DMK leader and said that disqualifying him from holding office of minister and MLA would be an irreversible situation. Following the order, the state government swiftly began work to re-induct the senior leader. On March 13, the Assembly Speaker M. Appao declared that the notification regarding Ponmudi's disqualification ceased to exist and the Election Commission withdrew the order of vacancy. On the same day, CM Stalin wrote a letter to Ravi seeking the swearing-in of Ponmudi as Higher Education Minister. However, the governor did not proceed with the appointment and subsequently wrote to the CM against the idea. The governor's failure to act on the CM's request about Ponmudi has also invited criticism from several DMK leaders, with many accusing him of contempt of court. In a social media post Sunday, Wilson said, "The governor's confrontation with the government is unsurprising since he is acting as the de facto president of the TN's BJP unit and has a proclivity to seek media attention. But by this current action, he has committed gross constitutional impropriety and contempt of court. He is seeking to run a parallel government from the Rajbhavan because the BJP can never set foot in Fort St. George." The advocate further alleged that Ravi has no regard for constitution and the law and was not fit to hold the post of governor. He urged President Draupadi Murmu to recall R. N. Ravi. The state government had earlier approached the Supreme Court against Ravi when the latter delaying various bills passed by the Assembly. During the hearing on the matter in November 2023, the court had criticized Ravi for the inaction. Thank you for listening. Do tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for more such news and analysis.